9 years old at the time when my parents dropped a bombshell on me. They told me we were moving. As I drove out of our neighborhood for the last time, all I could say to my friends through my tears was, "Remember me." College was great. Great friends, great times, great memories. But then I decided to graduate early and go to Washington, D.C., where I would try to change the world. As I left the dormitory for the last time, I looked at my friends and said, "Remember me." Many years ago, I served a church nearby, and I was ministering to a woman named Claudia who had cancer at the time. As the end drew near, she gave me the gift of this beautiful gold necklace, and she said to me, "As you wear this, never forget me, but remember me, and I always will." I've put a heart-shaped locket on this necklace, one that's valuable not only because it's made of real gold and has a little chip of a diamond in it, but because of the two people whose pictures are in this locket. My father, who's now in heaven with my mom, and Bill, whose thoughtfulness in giving me this locket far outweighs any monetary value. Whenever I wear it, it's as if Bill is saying, "Remember me. Remember that I love you. Remember that you are mine and I am yours." That's why his gift means so much to me, because it's a sign and token of his enduring love. Isn't that why people give gifts to one another in the first place? To show those whom we love just how much they mean to us, and whether it's a picture of ourselves or a simple memento from a shared experience or a lavish gift. It's because we want them to know how we feel about them, that we love them, and that we will never forget them, and that we want them to remember us. It was no different for Jesus, who also wanted to be remembered by those whom he loved and who were the nearest and dearest to him. But instead of giving them a piece of jewelry, he gave them a meal. A meal where he gives himself in every piece of bread that we eat and every sip of the cup that we drink. The Lord's Supper, like Bill's locket, is a sign and token of Jesus' enduring love for us, a love which declares, "You are mine and I am yours, not just now, but forever. Never again will you be alone. Never again do you need to fear today or tomorrow, for I am with you always," Jesus promised, "even to the end of the age." Our Lord's command to us, "Remember me," is because he never wants us to forget the gifts that he won for us on Good Friday, the gifts of righteousness, forgiveness, eternal life, and peace with God. He said, "Remember me," for the same reason he humbled himself and washed his disciples' feet and laid down his life on the cross. He didn't do it for himself, he did it for us, for our sake. Therefore, he says, "Remember me when your sin and guilt drives you to despair, trusting my promise that if you confess your sins, I am faithful and just to forgive your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Remember me when you are discouraged, knowing that I am the Lord, and those who hope in me will not be disappointed. Remember me when you are afraid, for I am a very present help in time of trouble. Remember me when you are tempted, knowing that I am a high priest who can sympathize with your weakness, being tempted in every way as you are, yet without sin. And so you can approach my throne of grace with confidence that you may receive mercy and help in time of need. Remember me when you feel rejected and heartbroken, knowing that I was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, who will collect all your tears in a bottle so that not one of them will be forgotten or wasted. Remember me when you have given up on yourself, on the possibility of changing, on becoming a better person, of pleasing God. But you can count on me to carry on to completion the good work that I began in you, the work of transforming you more and more into my image and likeness through the Holy Spirit who dwells within you. Remember that I was forsaken by God so that you wouldn't be, and that I endured his wrath against sin so that you wouldn't have to. Remember that one day you will see me face to face and know me fully, even as I fully know you. On Maundy Thursday, Jesus gathered in the upper room with his disciples to celebrate the Passover meal, the annual remembrance of how God had delivered his people, Israel, from their bondage as slaves in Egypt. He told them to place the blood of an unblemished lamb over the doorposts of their homes, lest the firstborn among them die when the angel of death passed through the lamb in judgment upon their Egyptian oppressors. At the Passover meal, Jesus, the unblemished Lamb of God, lifted the bread and raised the cup, declaring that by the shedding of his blood and the giving of his life, our bondage to our satanic oppressor would be broken, and we might be set free from our captivity to sin and death by the forgiveness of our sin. There have been many times in my life when I have wished for a do-over. What about you? Have you ever wished you could have a do-over to undo your mistakes? Something you did, or something you said, or something you should have said, or something you should have done that you didn't? But a do-over simply isn't possible. What's done is done, and we can't undo it. But what is possible, and what is far better than a do-over, is a Passover. The Passover by Jesus of our sins, as he covers us with his righteousness. He poured out his blood on the doorposts of our hearts and our minds, and by his blood shed on the cross for our sake, he is the perfect sacrifice for repentant sinners who turn to him in faith. Though we are unable to celebrate the Passover meal of the new covenant together this year, we look forward to the time when we can, when once again we will receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, given and shed for us for the remission of our sins. In the meantime, we have the presence and power of the Lord in his word, and receive assurance of the forgiveness of our sins as we confess and repent of them by grace through faith in his name. Remember me, Jesus said, the Lamb of God, who went to dark Gethsemane and the cross for those whom he has promised never to forget. Amen.